everybody. Welcome again to Among the Realms, coming to you from the Trinity Metaphysical Center at the Hardeston Plaza North on Route 23 in Hamburg, New Jersey. And tonight with us we have Jackie,
hello,
our fearless leader and spiritual guru. We have Ron, our tech wizard.
Hello.
And we have Mercedes.
Hello.
So Mercedes is
an intern.
Yeah.
She's not an intern anymore, though, now. So. Now she's seasoned.
So, Jackie, like we do every week, just give us a brief overview of what goes on here at the Trinity Metaphysical Center.
We do metaphysical stuff.
Oh, well, good.
We do psychic readings and energy work, classes and workshops. We do development classes. We do past life regressions, meditation, massage therapy, psychic portraits. So we do psychic artistry, which is we have a psychic artist that draws portraits of people who have crossed over and are with you. And we have an event once a month, our Bring a Friend, where people can try out our practitioners at a discounted rate. And that's always the second Friday of every month. And did I cover everything?
Just about. So,
we do ghost hunting, too.
Bring a Friend. Be this
friend. Yes. April 11th. 12 p.m. to 9 p.m.
What are the special prices on the Bring a Friend Day?
So if you bring a friend, you each get you can pick a psychic reading of choice for $17.50 each. The energy work is $10 for 20 minutes. Chair Reiki is $11 for 15 minutes. The psychic portraits are $20. Massage therapy is $1 a minute. And then it's 15% off the gift shop as well.
And you said that was from 11 to
12 noon to 9 p.m. And it's
so
walking.
Come on down and bring a friend. So, let's see. Oh, and if you would like to schedule an appointment for another time, phone number here is 973-209-7070, or you can contact Jackie through the Trinity Metaphysical website.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, what we're going to talk about tonight is that recently we had a ghost hunt here, very own little store here.
Yep.
And so we're just going to be talking about our ghost hunting adventures. So why don't you start, Jackie?
So we're talking about the ghost of Trinity Metaphysical, and the store has had spirits in it since we moved in, but we've collected more, and they've gotten more active and wanting to communicate with us more. So we started doing investigations here. And we get so much evidence. Like, this is one of the most active places we investigate, and the spirits are always anxious and, excited to communicate with us, which is nice, because we usually know when they want to, because things start moving around in here a couple days, before. And this time we decided to do an overnight investigation, because a lot of times in the morning when we come in, there's stuff all over the floor, stuff has moved around, and we wanted to see actually what went on overnight. We've done previous ones as well, so what we're doing tonight is we're going to talk about some of the activity we've had in the store, as well as what some of the clients and customers have experienced too, but actual evidence that we've collected and our own personal experiences. So it's pretty cool. A lot of people that come in, people who are more psychic, mediums, things like that, when they walk in the store, they know they're here right away. So, that's the interesting part of it, too.
Oh, and I forgot to mention that this is also the home of the Encrypt Ghost Hunters.
Yep.
And we figured we'd just stay close to home and do a ghost hunt this time. So we're the East Coast Paranormal Research and Investigation Paranormal Team.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Did I get that right? Okay.
So the first thing we're going to talk about is actual activity that we have in here. And some of the activity we have is, like I mentioned earlier, things will be moved around when we come in the morning. Stuff will be off the tables. The healing tables will be messed up. All kinds of things. Chairs will be moved, drawers will be pulled out, things will be knocked over. And like I said, usually when that when that starts to happen, I know, okay, they want us to schedule an investigation, so then that's what I do. But when we're here during the day, you can still hear things, you can still, you know there's spirits with you, but it seems like once we hit the evening, especially when we're doing our classes, it's like nonstop. And we actually have, you know, customers that have been at classes, and some of them think it's neat. They're like, oh, my God, what is that? And then we have others that have run out of the store because they just were scared. And there isn't anything harmful here. There's just, you know, some are very active and some are a little grumpy. But it's interesting when you get there, you know, when they talk to you, when you get the information. So Mercedes is actually new for the last couple months to come into classes. So it's good for her to, since she's only been experiencing the activity for maybe, 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 months. So I'm going to have her talk a little bit about what she, like, a couple of times or even the first time that she realized there was something here.
The very first time I took a development class here, right after our meditation, I went into the bathroom and I came out and I said, Jackie, do you know that there's a man in your bathroom? And she said, oh, yeah, just tell him to get out if he's bothering you. He's here all the time. But I saw his reflection in, there's like a little picture on the wall in our bathroom, and I saw the reflection of this guy in the picture when I was washing my hands. I was like, what the heck? There's a guy in the bathroom. And for the past few times that we've done deep meditations here for development, every single time I've gone straight into some kind of mediumship with whoever's around in the store instead of doing what I'm intending to do, which is okay. But 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, no, probably 3 weeks ago now, I went into the meditation to do astral travel, and I get all of this information about the little boy that's in the store. I saw his face. I got information about him. I saw a clear picture of him in my head, this little boy, and it was just so surreal, and he put his hand in mine, and he's probably no older than 7 or 8 years old, maybe 9 at the very, very most. And he was definitely here the other night when we were investigating, interacting with us. So that was really cool. And then last week, we were doing a past life regression. And I went into this meditation, and immediately the whole left side of my body felt like it was burning, like it was on fire. And I kicked myself out of the meditation early. And then later on, Jackie told me, this is probably going to freak you out, and it's a little morbid, but we have evidence of a little girl who, you know, passed away in a fire, and that is probably who you were picking up on when you went into your meditation, and we also spoke to her when we were here the other night. Mm-hmm. So
she's not so little, though. She's 14.
No, yeah.
She's a teenager.
But I'm not that old either. I'm only going to be 23 this month. But 14 is little to me. But every time I come in here, I feel something or talk to somebody new.
Well, that's what's neat. It's not always just spirits that reside here. Sometimes it's spirits that they're not from Trinity, but they've come in with somebody, or they've connected with somebody. That type of thing. That little girl's actually here from a picture. So, you know, because she knew we could communicate with her. And, you know, what's neat is the more active it's gotten, the more, it's like they're part of us, you know. And, I mean, I like, the little boy, there's been more than a dozen accounts of even clients or customers that have come in that have gotten the same information on him. It's always the same. And he tries to communicate the most. You know, we're just like his family. And there's also a little cat that's always with them, too.
He does pretty good at communicating.
Absolutely. I mean, and he is one of the ones who communicated with us, again, when we did the investigation this past week. But classes are definitely a time when, because we're working on mediumship, a lot of times, what they do is they come out, you know, they want to communicate. Not everybody always wants to communicate with them, though. You know, they're new or they're a little, it's such a strong activity, it's not subtle. So some people aren't, you know, used to dealing with it or accepting of it right away. But it's funny, sometimes they do, and then they come back to it, that was really neat. You know, I had a customer a week ago who, and this is what happened with us, I think it was 2 weeks ago, who she had had a reading, she was up paying, and all of a sudden the door flew open, the door opened and closed, but enough that like if somebody had opened it and closed it, and she just goes, and then you felt this breeze, and she goes, what was that? Did you see that? And I'm like, yeah, somebody just walked in. She goes, walked in or walked out? I'm like, walked in. And she's like, is it okay if I leave? Are you going to be all right alone? And she was flipping out. Like, she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. Did you see that? I can't believe that happened. Did you see that? The door just opened. Like, she could not stop. And later that night, the same thing happened when we were in class.
No.
Like, remember? Or
I
was it before
I was
we got
here
to
with,
class?
Who was here that day?
Me.
You and that guy.
Oh, Virgil.
Virgil was here, yeah. And not 5 minutes after you told that story, we heard someone outside.
Mm-hmm.
Virgil looked at the door and goes, come on in. And not even a minute later, the
yep.
door opens just enough for a body to walk into the
yep.
shop, closes, and that was it.
Yep. It was phenomenal. And we're, like, all excited. Like I said, everybody else is usually running away from it, and we're always running at it.
Yeah. Hear that noise, let's go.
But what else is really cool is a lot of times that I've been in development, also when we do mediumship and stuff, I pick up on my own people that I've known that have
mm-hmm.
passed. So it's not just things in the store. It
mm-hmm.
is things that other people bring in or that, you know, people that are hanging out with you, looking out for you.
And sometimes they just like it here, so they kind of collect.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not spirit. Sometimes it's other beings, you know, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're only in, they stay in certain rooms. So it's interesting, you know, there's a few rooms here which obviously have a lot more activity. Well, I can't say any of the rooms don't, but there's one room in particular that we feel has a portal in it. A bunch of psychic mediums have told us that. I know that. It's a different energy in the one, you know, part of the room, and it's extremely active. And so when we use the equipment, we can usually validate, you know, what we're communicating and what we're hearing with the equipment. This is what we were working with, you know, the other night doing that. So
yeah, Dana and I and Mercedes were working together for the evening. And Dana was taking pictures, and I was using dowsing rods, which I've never used before. That was a new thing. And Mercedes was using a pendulum. And we were getting consistent answers on, we had a K2 meter there too. And whenever it was an affirmative answer, the K2 meter would light up and the dowsing rods and the pendulum would all go the same way. And then, you know, if there was no, it was quiet. So all three of the things were working together. So
it was a
pretty
really
exciting
cool experience to see it.
Yeah.
To see my pendulum swing yes for the way the pendulum swings yes for me. Dana was confirming it. You know, Dana's very intuitive, so she was getting the answer in her head. The K2 was lighting all the way up for yes,
yes.
And then the dowsing rods were crossing.
I asked for it to cross if it was a yes answer. So.
And for those of you who don't know, can you explain what a K2 meter is? Because we're always talking about this.
K2 meter is just spirit energy. It gives off. The spirit has to feel certain kinds of energy. But that's a blow off. Any other kind of energy of a human being or somebody will not blow off.
Okay. So when they're saying the K2 is pinned, it's because there's something around it that's right up by it.
And we usually check an area too to make sure there aren't any, you know, electromagnetic fields or anything that would set it off before we even do it. So it's quiet and all of a sudden it starts lighting up like a Christmas tree,
yeah.
You know, there's something around.
Well, and Ron had left, what is that one thing that you left?
E-pod.
And that's similar to that, right?
Same thing, yeah.
So he had left this piece of equipment called an E-pod. And so Mercedes, myself, Diane, Dana, and Vera all stayed overnight. And the K2 meter and the EPOG were on the table. And not maybe an hour after we laid down, Mercedes and I were in the main room, and Diane was in one of the healing rooms, or the reading room, and then Vera and Dana were in another reading room. And that EPOG and the K2 were pinned. Like, they were, the EPOG was going off, the K2 was pinned, and we're just laying there. And not, by this time, we're so used to the activity, we're like, I'm not getting up. We knew it was there, you know? And then we're like, there was so much, and then everybody was hearing voices. Like, we were getting yelled at to stop talking, and we weren't even talking. But you heard voices too, right?
I thought you were talking to Mercedes.
Yeah.
Because there's something here that mimics you.
Great.
But in the EPOD, it was really funny because every time it would go off, whoever walked past it the first time, it went off and, like, kept beeping consistently. They were standing by it, and then I think they were just kind of testing it. Like, what does this thing do? So it would beep once, then it would stop, and then, like, two or three times, and then would stop.
And then we heard footsteps we hear a lot. We were all in the back room doing an EVP session, and we heard somebody walking in here. And there was nobody in here, and we even had the door locked.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of the things we hear a lot, even when we have classes, is the footsteps. But
And when Jackie and I were sleeping in the main room after the EPOD was going off, I woke up at some point in the night, and there was a male figure standing over us, and there's all females in the store sleeping. Mm-hmm. The door was locked. Shades drawn. So it's not like anybody got in here, but there was a man standing over us.
Not the man from the bathroom.
I don't think so.
Oh.
He didn't have a hat, so I don't think it was.
Was it a shadow type figure or more solid?
No, it was more solid.
Mhm. Yeah, and the man in the bathroom usually isn't the one with the hat.
Was it the one with the hat?
No,
it wasn't the man in the bathroom. Maybe
it was
George.
The man in the bathroom.
We called him George.
Maybe it was George. Yeah.
I mean, George was the one that was communicating with us, and the little boy. We got a lot the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Also a female. I know we got a lot of different energies, but I'm not sure. I mean, we have a few EVPs that we can play as well, but personal experience-wise, I know Dana and Vera felt like there were people in with them, and they were being touched and, like, poked all night. So they felt people touching them, actually, you know, when they were out there. And here, like, when we were in the middle of the room, it's funny, too, because it's dark in this store anyway. But obviously when you're videoing, you see the little, you know, sometimes you see the light and stuff. And when we had everything off in here, it is, like, black as black. Like, you can't see anything. Nothing. And, you know, it's funny. We do this so much, it's not like we were even afraid. You know, it was just, we were more excited about, we were hoping it was going to rain. And we get even more.
I never get scared. I think it's exciting.
It is. It's.
I'm trying to think of all the people I want to haunt when I pass.
No, and I think the grumbly ones that we contacted in here were ones that came in with something. And Ron actually has an EVP. We actually have an EVP from one we did in November here. It wasn't a very pleasant spirit.
No.
It was a grumbly spirit. So I don't know. As soon as he gets that set up, we'll try to play that for you off the speaker into the.
Did we get a chance to tell you about Joe that we talked to, that Mercedes and Dana and I talked to?
Mm-hmm.
World War II vet.
He was really cool.
He was good. And his wife is still alive, he said.
And from the area.
Yeah.
That's maybe somebody who was, or somebody who came for a reading.
Yes, he's not attached to the store.
Mm-hmm.
He just came in because we were here and... he knew we could see him. But, he was in World War II. He was in the Army. He was in Germany. His name was Joe, and he was Italian. And it's from New Jersey.
He's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
He likes communicating with us.
Yeah. And
he's cooperative, we'll take you when we ask him to.
Yep.
Good guy.
And so does, I asked him if, I said, well, I don't know how we do it, but if there's any way to contact your wife, do you want us to do it? He said no. He visits
nah,
her. He visits her, but he said she doesn't know he's there. So.
Mm-hmm.
But that was pretty interesting.
The little girl was really cool when we talked to her, too, because when Vera and Dave came out of that room, and Diane and myself were going in there, Vera looked at us and she goes, I'm not going to tell you the gender of who we talked to in there to see if you got the same thing. And Dana was talking to Vera after we were in there before we went into the back room, and everything we got was consistent with what Vera had gotten when her and Dave were in that room, which was just incredible. It was really great.
That was kind of sad, though, with that girl.
It was really sad.
Because she died in a fire with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a cat. I don't know if the cat died, though, but I'm guessing it probably did.
I don't know. What was really cool is when we first started, Dana asked us all if we had gotten a name for her when we went into the room, and every single one of us got an A name.
Yeah.
I had gotten Ashley, and then later on, Dana asked for her to tell us her name, and Dana had heard her say Ashley, and that was the name that I had gotten when we started, which was awesome.
And then we confirmed it with the, you know, when we asked the question directly. She said yes on all of our instruments. So.
She did not like
we call
technology,
her Ashley.
Though.
Yeah, she didn't want Dana to take her picture.
Every time the flash went off, my pendulum would swing no, like a big no, big pendulum it would swing. She did not like it. And the K2 meter, we asked her to move the K2.
She did it once.
She did it once, but...
She didn't really light the whole thing up very much, just like flicker maybe, but once she really lit it up. When she was laughing about something.
Yeah.
Oh, when I said we were going to... She happened to mention that not all of the spirits here were friendly towards her, and especially George.
George
so I said, okay. I said, we're going to have a talk with George, and that's when the meter lit up.
The meter lit up, yeah.
So.
Well, she's a newbie.
But we did find out she was from Bangor, Maine. And when I have a chance, I'm going to, because the fire was, what, less than 10 years ago?
2006, I think, is what we got.
Somewhere around there. It was less than 10 years ago. I'm going to see if I can find any information in Maine about a fire. She didn't live on a farm. She lived in Bangor. I asked her that.
See what we caught. Mm-hmm.
But she was initially attracted to your daughter. Dana asked her if she was an artist. She said no, but she knew that your daughter could probably see her and communicate with her.
Yeah.
And that's why she came in here.
Yep.
So,
yeah, she started out in our house. I figured she'd end up here.
But both she and Joe were happy that we were here. They appreciated the opportunity of talking with someone, or at least, you know, acknowledging their existence.
And she said that she liked it here and she felt safe with us here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, like, when we do start to collect, it's not like they're always bad, it's just some of them are disgruntled, or just not in a happy place.
They get grumpy.
Yeah, like the ones we brought back from something, so they kind of ride along on the object.
Didn't mean it. I thought it was yours.
Yeah, we talked about that on one of the very first shows when we
do
brought
it
back a chair. A haunted chair. But that room seems to be the one where they're able to, it'll be stronger. And it seems to be the one room where if there is anybody disgruntled, it's in that we communicate with them there, you know.
Yeah.
Do you want to play that one?
Yeah.
We can play you an EVP of somebody who was a bit disgruntled. I would do the one from November. The one...
my Glenda imitation?
No, he's got that too.
Oh.
I would do this one. If you could tell me something. You could tell him about your...
I would put it right up next to my microphone.
You can tell him about your Glenda.
Okay.
your good wits and bad wits one. If you want, while we're pulling up the EVP.
I have no idea why that popped into my head. Somebody put it in my head, that's all. Because I was sitting there minding my own business, and then the scene from the Wizard of Oz, when she comes in the bubble, popped into my head, and so I just impulsively said, are you a good witch or are you a bad witch? Which set off all the meters flashing. And I believe, what was that, I'm a real witch? Is that what we got on the
you're
EVP?
A good witch or a bad witch or something.
Yeah.
So.
I think
they were just a fun one with us. I don't think they had any witches. I try very hard to be, but I haven't been successful at it yet.
Well, not in here, though, but Charlie's antagonized them before, and they've come back at him with smart answers, too.
Yeah.
So. They're feisty, the ones in here. Especially in that back room. The people that reside in that back room or who hang out in there sometimes, they're definitely the most active, and they always have the most to say and to do.
I still like to find out the name of the little boy.
Yeah, because he's mischievous, though.
Yeah, he is.
But he keeps giving us different names for him.
Yeah. He's the only one I've had a physical contact with, because he really kicked me in the butt.
Well, he was playing with Jackie Chan the other night. Sitting on the dresser, kicking his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll try.
So, what are we playing here?
It's in the background, so hopefully you can hear it on this mic, because it's not as loud as the other one you played. So if you listen, I ask, can you make a noise for us? And it answers.
Make a noise for us?
So maybe we should tell everybody what it is. I'm going to play it again. And
play it one more time.
A little louder. When I say, can you make a noise for us, the spirit says, no, get the hell away. And it is, it's a little bit easier to hear with earphones, but just...
Noise for us?
You definitely hear the no.
At least make a noise for us.
So that was definitely a disgruntled one. That was also from November. This past investigation, we do have a few. Do you have this?
No, I don't know.
Or do you want me to?
Yeah,
We have a few that we can play that we got in a couple of rooms here. But what did you guys get on in... Did you guys work in this room?
We worked in your room and Eleanor's room.
Okay, and what did you get in?
We didn't get any EVPs. I didn't get any.
What did you have for personal experiences in that room?
Oh, we were talking, that was the room we talked to Joe in.
Okay.
Yes, and we asked the questions, and we were getting confirmation on three different things. So, but I thought that was pretty cool, because it was consistent.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to talk to, and he was willing to give us whatever answers we needed to ask of him. And as soon as we sat down, he was lighting up the K2.
He didn't seem to know what year it was, though. I asked him.
He
was a little confused, but the girl did. Girl knew what year it was.
She knew what year it was, probably because she was more.
But I guess time has no meaning. I suppose. I often wonder what they see. What does the world look like to them?
They both said they could see us.
Yeah.
We asked them. What else? I'm trying to think of... Oh, and there was someone else in there with us when we were talking to Joe, too, but they didn't say anything. But he said... Do you remember?
Oh, no, I don't remember.
He said that there was someone else in the room with us, and I felt them. They were standing right next to me.
Oh, yeah, we did ask if there were other people there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were standing right next to me where I was sitting at Jackie's table, which was pretty cool, but they were not there for long. They were standing next to me. We asked if there was somebody else there. Joe said yes, and then they were kind of gone, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we were talking to the girl. I couldn't see her, but I had a feeling she was across from me. So, and I asked her, and I got an affirmative answer to that, but I just felt like that's where she was. No rhyme or reason to it, and I don't have any scientific explanation, but I just knew.
I know, and Dana said she took pictures, but no orbs showed up, but I can understand why, if that girl didn't like the camera.
Yeah.
But I felt her next to me in my chair in the corner, and then when you said you felt that she was across from you, I felt her over there, too.
We asked both of them, though, if they needed help moving on, Joe and Ashley, and they both said no. So either they're doing what they want to do, or...
Yeah. So we actually have an EVP for my room where I asked if they were with the store, because they're obviously that validated some of the stuff you got, but we can play that one.
Are you with the store?
What did he say?
No.
Oh. Yeah. I did. Who did I ask? Was it Ashley or was it Joe? I asked if they went to the other stores in here.
You asked Joe.
And he said yes. I think.
No. I think he said that he stayed here. I don't remember.
And I think Joe was the one that moves. Ashley doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But
there
are also people who live on the second floor. There's apartments on the second floor. But I don't think they bother them much.
No, they said that they don't go up there, but they do go back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I think, the most active room. Well, actually, I don't think there was a room in here that wasn't active, especially this past weekend.
No, they were busy this weekend.
You know, I think it's the personal experiences that we all had. I mean, we were in our room, the garbage can. When we say let us know you're here or make a loud noise, which I tend to ask, make a loud noise, and the garbage can, we hear this noise, but we didn't know what it was. It was a garbage can under the table. And then it was like something came flying straight through in a straight line. And then Ron's K2 meter pinned. Right when it happened.
Yeah, that's right. You know something's there.
Yeah, so it's
the energy is
quite interesting how, you know, personally we all got a lot of, you know, whether feelings of whether something was here or what we experienced ourselves. But I think it was when she picked it up on the equipment as well, then it was good because it was a good validation.
I thought the best experience was when we were all in that back room. We kept hearing the groaning and the growling. And then Jackie and I felt the little boy. He was sitting on the dresser, and Jackie and I were sitting on the floor against the dresser. And he had his legs on either side of Jackie, and he was kicking the dresser with his feet and playing with Jackie's hair and just being a little boy. So he was a lot of fun. And then we heard breathing at one point, too, right? Yeah, and footsteps out here the whole time we were in that room. Somebody was walking around here, and everyone was joking with me because I was sitting closer to the door. When we were ready to go out of that room, they're like, Mercedes, why don't you go out there first? And I'm like, okay, because I'm the young one, and I'm the new one. Send me out first.
Well, because in that room, we always hear... What was cool is we kept hearing these weird noises that we didn't know what they were. I mean, it was making us laugh because some of them were, like, ridiculous. Like, they were. They were, like, grunts or I mean, we call them growls, but they were almost, like, grumbles. Like, you didn't know what it was. It sounded like similar to a stomach, but not a stomach.
Yeah, we were looking around the room going, okay, whose stomach was that this time?
But it was weird. It was too high, unless somebody's stomach was on their head. You know, it was way too high of a... you know, of a grumble or a growl. And that's what it was. You know, it was, you know, a couple of the times in that room. When we actually did the witch thing again, too. Do you have that one? From the other one? Do you want to play that one? You can probably...
Which I can do that.
Yeah, we played one a few episodes ago that Ron got, well, that we all got. was talking to Diane, and she asked if it was a witch, and then we're like, are you a good witch or a bad witch? And it answered very loudly. So it's pretty neat, like some of the you know, cool, especially it. I think it's neat. So Ron's going to say that. And
I think they were just playing with this, though. I don't think any of them were a witch.
Oh, here it goes.
A real one.
And then Diane's classic line of, right after that, when you saw the black huge around your head.
Oh, God,
that
yeah.
Was the
well, I couldn't feel anything, so if it wasn't for the picture, I wouldn't have known anything was there, but I was sitting right in the portal. So.
It makes sense, then.
At least nothing was walking around with me this time. We went on an investigation and she saw somebody walking with me and I was out there by myself.
Yeah, people.
That's another one that was a little disturbing.
When we were at that place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sorry, I'm having a cough issue right now. So one of the things is Charlie will be calling in soon, too, because he's had some great experiences in here, and also the night of the investigation. But that night in particular, when we split up, there wasn't a time where one group didn't get, which is great, there wasn't one group that didn't get something, like a lot of activity. You know, or and especially personal-wise, I think that personal experiences were more prominent this weekend. But then again, the activity in the store for the 2 weeks before was out of control. So,
or
like you were hearing people when you were getting your energy work done.
Oh, I always do. Or sometimes they grab me. I find that kind. You know, I just lie there with my eyes closed. And I'm not opening my eyes. I don't know. Because I'll know Jackie's up on my head and somebody's holding on to my feet. And or I had somebody underneath the bed kicking me once as I'm lying there.
I lay back from the little boy every time you're getting messed with in the store. You're me like Diane.
Oh, wonderful.
You can say
I love children.
Oh, you know what was really cool, too? Last week when we were doing development, we were doing, like, mediumship to gear up for the stuff in the store, and I had picked up on this guy, Peter, who was, like, a cowboy, and when Jackie and Charlie and Ron were investigating, they were getting the words, like, farm and things like that, and cowboy or something, when they were doing their investigation, which was really cool because it confirmed the stuff that I had gotten.
Is he a resident spirit here, or is he passing through?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him. I just saw who he was, and I got his name.
I think it's kind of neat that they feel comfortable enough to stay here and hang out and talk with us. I know people at work think I'm crazy.
I think Ron's going to play another EVP. Don't mind the little lulls in the talking. It's because he's pulling up his EVP, so it's really not dead air.
We're just trying to get some cool stuff geared up for you guys.
There's a lot of talking in the beginning. You're asking all kinds of questions, and then you hear what the spirit has to say.
Hold on just a
The talking in the beginning was kind of jumbled with the rest of it.
Yeah, we were just asking questions on where to go because we've seen a picture of it. Like three monkeys in a photograph. We took a picture in the mirror and reflected. And it was me, well, no, I'm sorry, Jackie, Charlie, and myself. And I took a picture in a mirror and reflected three monkey-looking figures. And I didn't know if that was what they thought we looked like to them. But all of a sudden, it disappeared. And I said, where'd it go? And all of a sudden, it says, come here, I'll show you. That's what we were talking about. Charlie's like, holy shit.
Wow.
Charlie got excited that night.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, when we get EVPs that are that clear, like, it's amazing. But and I think part of the thing about the store is when it's not even just the EVPs we get in here, but it's the communication part. Like Mercedes was saying, there's a lot of times where a spirit will be trying to communicate through, you know, people when they're doing their mediumship or when they're just sitting here. I mean, there's people that have been here just for even just like meditation or something, and they'll be like, there's something, you know, standing next to me, or there's something touching my hand, or you don't get any random names when they're sitting in here, you know, and we're telling them a lot of the stuff they get is something that was from in here, so it's neat because getting it from somebody who's never been in here is great because they've never seen it before, you know, and so then we can validate that. So I think we have Charlie on the line.
Hey, Charlie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey. What's up?
Hey, Charlie. We were just playing some of the EVPs.
I know. I've been listening as much as I could. It sounds fantastic.
Were you able to hear it? We weren't sure how it was playing over the microphone.
They sounded fantastic. They really did. Some of the ones we have are just, obviously I'm prejudiced because I think our group is fantastic. But, you know, we sit there and we listen to these things that are on TV or, you know, on cable and this and that, and they sit there and say, you know, they're talking about their EVPs, and they go, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Oh, he said, and you sit there, and you turn you crank the volume up as high as you can, and all you hear is, and I'm sitting there going, are these guys effing kidding me? And they're making millions of dollars, and they got no evidence. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, oh, my God. I mean, between what everybody in the group gets, especially Ron. Ron has got a knack for just getting some of the nastiest stuff. I mean, really cool. you know, Ron is my hero. You know that. With all the stuff that he's got and how he is like 100% in all the time. You know, you finish an investigation and, you know, the next morning he says, you want to hear what I've got? And I'm like, I didn't even put my equipment down yet, and you've already gone through your stuff, you know? But I'm telling you, Ron, you're unbelievable. But I sit there and I think about what we've heard. And just this past weekend when we were sitting there and you could hear things with your ears, forget trying to get it on a recorder.
Yeah.
When you could hear it with your ears, like growls or a sigh or a word.
That's
and you, like,
amazing.
Oh, man. You know, you could drive a truck past me, and I might not hear it. That's how good I listen to some of these tapes and stuff. And you know, these things were just coming out at us. And, you know, it's just like some of the pictures we've got when we went on some of these remote areas. We went down to that place down in Pennsylvania, and, you know, it was, Ron, I wish we could put this on the screen, that picture of the three monkeys or apes or whatever they were, the three spirits in the mirror.
I think we'd go right on TV with something like that.
I don't think anybody would believe it.
Yeah.
You know?
And this weekend, every room we went in were those grunts or those, I don't want to really say growls, but they were weird noises.
They were weird noises.
a grumbling, what, I don't even know what to call it. I mean,
well, you know what strange is? Like, Jackie, where your shop is, okay, Trinity Metaphysical in Hamburg, New Jersey, 973-209-7070. Okay, where you are, to the right of you, if you're looking at the store, is a hairdresser, and to the left is a karate place. And when you go in there at night, they're not there anymore, so there's nothing to the sides of you. There are apartments above, but they're not making any noise. And when you're sitting there and you're listening, and you hear these noises or these different sounds come out. I mean, our group is the only one that doesn't. I mean, if you took all the guys on TV that when they hear a sound or something moves, they go running out like a bunch of maniacs. And we're sitting there like, did you hear that? Did you hear that? It's just amazing. I mean, you know, we get that from Jackie because Jackie's our leader. And, you know, she's not afraid of anything, even something that picks her up and throws her against the wall. But
well, you know,
we've had that a few times.
There is something here now that's mimicking her voice, and
good thing
I had that.
I'm mimicking my voice, huh? Unbelievable. Well, all I can say is the fact that the sounds that we get, the sounds that are recorded, I wish they could be recorded for history's sake, only for the fact that every other group that has gotten EVPs. It's like a third-rate type of sound. You can't even make out what they're saying, or they're trying to put words into the spirit's mouth, whereas, Diane, that one where you said a real one, holy jeez. Oh,
the witch thing?
What? You're sitting there, none of us said anything, and then all of a sudden we play it back, and there it is, and you're like, oh, shit.
Get it right. I'm a real one.
Yeah.
it's just amazing. You know, it's amazing. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, you know, I got to get something together for the guys that we know out at NBC Universal. We got to get them some information because with what's on TV right now, they're not proving anything to anybody and they're not showing anybody anything. I mean, they're just basically making a nice story up and making it kind of spooky, but that's about it. But, God, you know, when you think about the other side.
We have a lot of energy that the spirits can use, you know, to communicate with us. You know, I don't think there's anybody on the team anymore that doesn't have an intuitive side, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Everybody.
We don't deny it. We use it.
Yeah. I mean, so we're using all
and then
senses.
We try to confirm it with our instruments and the EVPs and stuff like that, too. So we try to get, you know, physical proof of what we already know.
Yeah.
So.
And Jackie, you know, I always have my pendulum with me, right?
Yeah.
It's always with me. And wherever I go. But the idea here is the fact that when you sit down and you think about what we put into it, each one of us basically comes to class to develop our skills, to try to get better, to try to listen more. I don't know of any other group that does that. Even the Long Island medium, she goes to have energy work done. You do that for us, Jackie. You do that. If we're learning psychic development, you teach us that. If we're doing ghost hunting, you teach us that. I mean, where else can you get that?
We do have something in common with the Long Island medium.
Certainly not the hair.
She's good. You know, she's good, but she just doesn't do it all. And that's a shame because she's missing out. You know, she could be making millions more if she did everything else, but, you know.
Yeah, but she gets her energy work.
She does get her energy work done, so that's a good deal. I applaud her for that, but I haven't seen anybody else ever on TV say that they did that.
Yeah. Well,
not even,
you know,
Sylvia Brown, right?
You know, what?
Sylvia Brown never got energy work, right?
I don't think so. I don't remember her talking about that stuff. But I don't know that everybody knows that, you know, you doing energy work, you know, balances all of it, your energy points, it opens you up, it opens up your third eye, it opens up, you know, it puts you in a very relaxed energy state and cleans you, you know, cleanses you, so you're able to receive, you know, all of your information. You know, sometimes for some people it's it's so intense how much more information they receive that, you know, that's why she uses that. And it's fantastic if you're somebody who communicates with spirits.
Yeah.
There's so many people who have been able to develop their mediumship or be able to, you know, excel in that part because they did start doing energy work, or they you know, got involved with energy work, or they do it all the time. So it's no different than conditioning anything else, but a lot of people who start going more into that, you know, into that, they're able to, you know, open their awareness up.
Yeah. You know, well, I keep saying this all the time, but, you know, 5-10 years ago, I would have been sitting there saying, yeah, energy work, uh-huh. Ghost hunting? Right, uh-huh. Psychic development? Yeah, sure, you'll find me there, uh-huh. And now, every week I'm there for the class. Whenever we have the investigations, we're there. You know, you're teaching us more and more.
You're really good, Charlie. You get all kinds of stuff.
Well, it's just the fact that, you know, you don't know what you have until you try to develop it. It's just like if you're a painter, you know. You could paint by the lines, and everybody knows that you painted by the lines. Those are the guys that are on TV. Or you could actually try to do something and develop some of your senses, and that's what Jackie does with us, just developing our senses. And, you know, I'm 100% thankful for you, kiddo, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be in this group. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm freezing my butt off. I'm out here looking for Bigfoot in my backyard, so I got to go.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay.
Thanks for
calling. Talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We got to go Bigfoot hunting in his yard, that's for sure.
Yeah, Bigfoot hunting.
He's got a nice yard.
Yeah. So like Charlie was talking about, there's a lot of reasons why our group is able to receive so much information, and we're all really good at really following our senses, you know, our sixth sense. And that's why now so many of us are able to, if somebody's saying a name, they can receive the name. If somebody, you know, all of us can get the same description on one spirit, or especially one that's very strong and able to manifest, we're able to get that information. And, you know, there's lots of times where, yeah, the pendulum, like maybe somebody hears something and the pendulum validates it, and then, you know, a piece of equipment. And since it is so active in the store, you know, it's one of the great thing about it being active in the store is that we use it. We use it for our classes. You know, we use it, you know, even when we're just sitting here and we're... And we hear noises in the back. Or
I wonder who the whistler is. You know, that whistle that comes
out? Oh, yeah, that's right. Last weekend we did hear a lot of
every
that.
Every once in a while you hear a whistle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we all stop and look around going, okay.
And the other thing in here is a lot of people see shadows. They'll see, they're actually strong enough in here that when we have the lights off and when we're doing our development and when we're doing some of our classes, like, the back of the store is very active. And especially when it gets to that point, that time of night, or when they feel like they just want to be mischievous. And somebody will see something in the back, they'll be like, I just saw somebody walk to the bathroom, and we're all sitting in the chair. We're like, no, that's probably George. Or there are so many people I've gone in the bathroom and came out with a white face going, there was a man in the bathroom with me. He likes the bathroom. Now people who are here all the time, they're like, George, get out of the bathroom because I need to go. I can't get back in the bathroom until I'm done.
Dana, he pulled down the toilet paper for
her.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I think one of the great things is that we actually get to do our work and our development in a haunted place. And it's our haunted place.
You know, I wish I knew about all the equipment when I lived in California, because I stayed in that haunted house for a week, and that was so cool. But I didn't know about any of the investigative stuff. I had no recorders or anything.
Yeah.
I just lived in this house where I was actually house-sitting, and it was an old California farmhouse, and things moved all the time. And... He was pretty active, but Yeah, he would do strange things. Yeah, I came home one day with my friend because I was house sitting with a friend, and we were watching this big, huge farmhouse. And came home from work, and there in the middle of the kitchen floor, all the appliances had been stacked up.
Yeah, that's what was similar to what happened here.
Yeah.
We had all the chairs and tables and stuff. So it's you know, I think that's what's neat. That's how you know when it's a ghost hunter. When we all run, because we all run to our car and we can pull out a piece of equipment to bring in. Did you hear that? Wait a minute. Let me grab my voice recorder.
It's all over our vehicles, little stickers, the bumper stickers.
I know.
I used to talk to him all the time. My friend would just freak out. She would be like, don't do that, don't do that. I'm like, why? I'm in his house. Might as well talk to him.
Yeah. Well, did you see when people were walking in? Because we keep a board up here, like, each week for what's coming so that customers know. And this week our board said, you know, the ghost of Trinity. And people were walking in going, what do you mean the ghost of Trinity? And so they're reading, like, what the topics under it. I'm like, oh, you're just the spirits that reside here, the ones that come in with people. And then also they're like, what do you mean? You mean they're, like, walking around here with us? And we're like, yeah, but they're always here.
Yeah.
And some of them were like, oh, that's so cool. And others were like, oh, doesn't that scare you? Don't you hear things? I'm like, no, there's lots of days I walk in and there's chairs and stuff in the middle of the floor and, you know, the table's all messed up. And the cool thing about this last week or the week before last when we decided to have the investigation is the one day I came in, the my blankets in my room and my table, my healing table were moved, but I have a feather, like a judging feather that I keep by my desk, and that feather, it's a big, huge white feather, was just laying right in the middle of the bed, and that was so neat. Because it never feels like it's anything like, you know,
it's not destructive.
No.
They move stuff, but they don't break it.
No. So I think we're going to play the...
Oh, yes,
our friend Pam.
Our friend Pam.
And I can
and
be
essential
a testimonial this week for the essential oils as I very closely
let me play
my nose, and I had to, this week, and the swelling on my nose literally came down. Mercedes can attest to this. In 30 minutes, she had a reading with me, and I put the pan away. Well, let me back up a little. I fell flat on my face, and I literally slammed my nose into my hardwood floor, and it blew up like a balloon, and I heard a big crack. And I was putting ice on all day, but by the time Mercedes got in, my nose was still really big, and I had decided to take the Panaway essential oil and dilute it and put it on my nose because I had read it's good for the pain and swelling and stuff. And we went in and did her reading, and 30 minutes later came out, or a little longer, and it was half the size. And thank God I had somebody who saw it before I went in and came out. So I'm definitely going to be, you know, a testimonial for that.
Well, let me play our little ad here from Pam, and she can tell you a little bit about the essential oils that we're talking about. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Pam from Tell Them Pam Sent You, here to talk to you about Young Living Essential Oils. Are you using essential oils in your spiritual and healing practice? Are you using them for wellness and meditation? I know I am. Essential oils raise your vibration and can enhance your psychic experience. There's an undeniable movement going on right now, an awakening. And people are finding out what essential oils are and what they can do when they're used in their purest form. Their healing properties are undeniable. Young Living essential oils are among the top 4% in the world, never cut with synthetics or additives. They're planted, harvested, distilled, and bottled by the same company. That's the Young Living seed-to-seal process. Current labeling policy for essential oils requires that for a bottle to say 100% pure, get ready for this, it only has to contain 5% essential oil. Can you ingest your lavender or frankincense? Take a look at your bottle. If they say do not ingest, not for human consumption, do not ingest. And don't put it on your skin. Use Young Living therapeutic grade essential oils. They truly are 100% pure. Free of chemicals, pesticides, and heavy metals. You deserve the best. Your clients deserve purity, not oils cut with fragrance. What's in your wellness kit? Can you apply your peppermint and your lavender now freely, knowing the difference? Please contact me for more information. Pam Jordan at VibrantSense.com. That's www.PamJordan.VibrantSense.com. And look me up on Facebook. Look for Tell Them Pam Sent You.
Okay, we're back. And if you want to know more about the essential oils, you can contact the Trinity Metaphysical Center because we have them here. And I think before we go, we might have another EVP. Is that Ron trying to find the other EVP?
Yeah, you know what? We had so many instances where there was a growl or like a grunt or like this weird like, and it was like up high. There were a few times people were joking, like, is that your stomach? But our stomachs were a lot lower. This is a lot higher up. And it was constant through the whole night. So when we were in my room, we kept getting that. At one point, it was really, really loud, and we did get it on the recorders. And then when we were in the back room, it was behind all of us. Like, we all heard it. So Ron's actually looking, you know, for one of the EVPs to play with that. That was something that was consistent through the whole night, too. I didn't hear it, though, when we were sleeping.
I didn't hear any growling. But then again, you know, I didn't hear it. I was, like, out with the
light. Well, you heard it when we were in the room, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because we kept saying, what was that? So I think we're on the... We've got one more EVP we're going to play, and then... it's not dead air.
Well, once again, if you want any kind of tarot card reading, psychic reading,
ghost investigations,
and energy work, energy healing, massages, you can contact the Trinity Metaphysical Center at 973-209-7070. And we're going to be playing that one more EVP.
Yeah, you can eat.
That's true.
Yeah, I think we have another one. Was that when we were all in the back room? There's one where all of us were in the back room that was pretty loud because we were all like, what was that?
We all heard it.
Yeah, and I think I have that. I definitely have that one on mine. I have the other one, but I wrote down the wrong time, so I'm going to have to go. Yeah, bad knee. My bad. So we'll, did you hear that when you guys were together? In any of your rooms?
The growling? No.
Except when we were in the back room, right?
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder that maybe they just don't like us all being in there at the same time.
I'm almost to the time with the growl, so I can play the one that we had in the back room when we were together. Let me just plug it into Ron's little speaker.
At least the ones that we were talking to, right, Mercedes? They didn't mind if we were... that we were there talking with them. They were actually kind of glad to have somebody.
Yeah, they were happy to communicate.
Yeah. Okay, here we go again.
It's not plugged in. Oh, you are not going to... Sorry.
No, I'm going to
have to wait because I lost my spot.
Oh, good grief.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. This is what happens when you do the electronics end. And we just did the investigation, so we didn't have time to, like, get it up and separate each of the files yet and that kind of stuff. So, but since we already had this show scheduled, we wanted to definitely play some of the information that we got at this past one.
We will hear now.
So, for you. So, bear with us. They're cool.
Actually, this is my favorite part, is listening to all the EVPs and stuff afterwards.
And we spend hours going through our evidence. And I mean hours. Hours and hours and hours.
Something real.
We haven't even gone through... So we could talk a little bit about what we're doing next week if you want while I'm pulling up this one.
So what are we doing next week?
Next week we're doing astral travel. And maybe a little bit of talking about remote viewing that people have done as well.
Astral travel and remote viewing?
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to do that.
Well, you do get the astral travel, but at least you can talk about how you get to that point where you're a little bit, you know, creeped out, because that's probably going to help some other people with it. And
oh, you mean the black
pointers.
Room?
Yeah. I can get some pointers for people on how they can, you know, give them some exercises they can do so they can be able to do it a little bit easier. And here are some of the places that some of the amazing things that some of the people have done and validated.
I was only able to do the astral travel once. That was by accident. But other than that, when I try to do it, I end up in the black void. So I don't like the black void. Because I'm always afraid I'm going to get stuck there forever and I'll never get out.
I think you're just, here it is.
Do you feel anything sitting over there?
Okay, so there's a growl behind all of us, and it'll be in a few seconds.
That was loud.
We all heard that one. That was what was neat about that one. And there were what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of us?
Yeah.
There were 8 of us in that room.
We all heard it,
yeah. Yep. So, thanks for bearing with us finding the EVPs and stuff. I know it was a few minutes of dead air. We always joke about that. No dead air. So join us next week as we talk about astral travel, and we'll definitely in the future have some more you know, shows where we can present some of our evidence, hopefully in a more timely or organized
a little bit
fashion.
More organized fashion. Yeah.
but at least we wanted to include that. The only reason is it was only a few days ago we did that one, and with everybody's work schedule, it's hard to get everything done that quick, but we're doing it right off the machines, and we wanted to share it because it was recent. So, you know, I'm glad at least we got to do a couple of them.
Okay. So I guess that'll be it for this evening. Thanks for joining us. And tune in again next week where we do the astral...
astral travel.
Astral travel.
Remote viewing.
And remote viewing. I had to write this stuff down, or I don't remember what it is. Okay. Well, good night from Diane.
Jackie.
Ron.
Mercedes.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.